This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Remember, we're all in this together. Kate Delaney at the helm of this ship as we continue to navigate these choppy pandemic waters. We're going to talk about text messages that are through the roof, the mental health hotlines. People are going stir crazy, and a little something else as well. Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. They're talking about a vaccine possible by December. Will it be safe? Is it really possible? Governors are racing to reopen, but will it push us backwards because more cases will soar? Some are predicting that. And small businesses are crashing right and left. And then bigger ones like J. Crew, bankruptcy filing, boom. That is a big fat reminder that retail just isn't going to be the same. And in New York City, they're trying to use UV light to kill viruses on the subway. Plus, the NFL cancels international games, but they're going to announce a full schedule, they say, on Thursday. When we go to the Man Cave, we'll talk more about that. But first, we always start with the numbers. So let me be the Grim Reaper for a second and tell you about the horrible amount of deaths and then those that have recovered. In the United States, we're close to 70,000. 69,579 people have died of COVID-19, while 160,000 have recovered. There are 121 million confirmed cases that we know of. That's as of 15 minutes ago. So that's where we're at, because we know that this thing keeps changing and the numbers keep changing, rather, as we move along. So what are the reports? There is a draft report that is predicting 200,000 COVID-19 cases a day by June 1st, and frankly is an obscene amount of cases. So that jump, if you tried to push the numbers out and use the deaths and the recoveries, would be about 3,000 deaths every day. This is a document that predicts a sharp increase in cases and the deaths, like I just said, about May 14th, and a copy of it was printed, and it's a draft government report. It was printed in the Washington Post. When I woke up, I saw that. So the White House and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention disavowed the report, although this report that was leaked to the Washington Post did have slides with the CDC's logo on it. So make your own decision on that. Certainly, we hope that that's not a number that we see, but the predictions are there partially because of the relaxing of social distancing, the guidelines, and so many places like Clearwater, Florida, where people are practically toe-to-toe on the beach. And if they walk off that beach, they towel off, they get dressed, they do whatever, move on to their daily lives, get on planes, or drive somewhere else. Are they safe? Are they full of COVID-19? Who knows? So Texas, Indiana, Colorado, Florida, pushing forward with relaxing social distancing guidelines. Even though there are more people testing positive in a lot of states, it's increased. We know that. That's the facts. That's not fake news. That's just flat-out facts. And testing is lagging behind. That's the biggest problem that we've had this entire time, is, one, why this wasn't stopped ahead of time or contained sooner because of what they knew in China. And, of course, that's all being investigated. And the fact that we don't have the testing, enough to test everybody. If we could test everybody, that would be fantastic. And then we could make, meaning the epidemiologists could make better models and have better facts to go on. So there were people in Dallas, Texas, that went to a famous mall called the Galleria. There were a lot of people there, and they wore masks. Many, many people wore masks, and many did the social distancing thing, not everybody. And on the beaches, like I said, in Florida, there were people in Clearwater practically on top of each other. You could clearly see that in any video that came out of there. So at this point, who knows what that means, but there are certainly more governors that are easing the restrictions, some of them waiting until maybe May 15th, some restaurants not opening because for fear of the virus and not wanting 25% capacity because it wouldn't be worth it to them anyway. So they're doing the takeout thing or the pickup curbside kind of thing, and that's worked for some, certainly not to the levels that they had before, but at least it's keeping the lights on, so to speak. So who's the top doc in the land? I always say this, Anthony Fauci. So Anthony Fauci, who is the top infectious disease expert. Look, he's on the White House, he's on the White House Corona Task Force, and every day talks about this. And he's warned governors against moving too quickly to lift restrictions, saying he was concerned that states that pretty much flout the White House guidelines could spark a resurgence of the virus, and that's how we could see those numbers surge. All right, coming up on the flip side, how do you feel about states reopening? Do you wish yours would open up more or restrict? 855-266-2283 plus the mailbag.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So we have arrived. I feel like I was on the Starship Enterprise and we were at warp speed heading to the mailbag. That was pretty cool. And some days it feels like that, doesn't it? People are definitely going stir crazy. In fact, I got this one from Tom who says, oh, Kate, I got to tell you, I love my kids. I love my wife. I love my life. But we are coping, and I'm not complaining when I think of what other people have gone through. But I do have to say, it does feel a little crazy. It feels like Groundhog Day every day to me, and I have a hard time separating work from my personal life because the two are blurred, and we have kids in school, so we have a lot of people on pads and computers. There's all the time. It is kind of a mad, mad world. Well, hang in there because you're not alone. I think I mentioned this at the top. There are text messages to the federal government's distress hotline have increased 1,000%. That's where it started in April, where, of course, almost everyone was in some form of lockdown because of the novel coronavirus. So about 20,000 people texted the hotline last month compared to, ready for this, 1,790 texts in April, same time last year. And we're talking about the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That's what people are texting. So some people are texting because of mental illness problems, substance abuse, and domestic violence. That's another thing where the distress hotlines have exploded and sales of alcohol are surging. And there's a worsening, of course, of mental health. And while there you can get outside and walk and do the social distancing thing, I think the question mark, the unemployment, the uncertainty has really, really hit home hard for many, many people. So alcohol sales rose by 55% in late March when states and public health officials, like I said, started the whole stay-at-home thing. Compared to sales in 2019, of course, that's how much they're up, which is huge. In bars, they don't, you know, you don't have bars that have it, although one thing that's happened is some bars are delivering alcohol because they can do that and leave it on porches, etc. And people are having virtual cocktail hours on Zoom and Instagram and all kinds of, you know, social media. But boy, oh boy, it's not a surprise. It's sad because of pressure and social stress and financial stress and work stress and threat of disease. It's a wonder, you know, and now it's going to continue into May for many, many people. In Seattle, I just talked to someone there today, and they're locked down until the 31st of May. So while some states are relaxing the guidelines, others are saying, no, we're not going to do that here. And that's one of the places where they're not going to do it. San Francisco, California, all over California. That's another place where there's a little bit more of a clampdown, and in some areas there is a little more relaxing of, you know, what's happening. And it's just eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Depends on where we're talking about. Well, we've seen some horrible outbreaks, and not just for workers on the front lines. We've seen other people be exposed, like, for example, in Wisconsin when they went to vote. I talked about this last week. 52 people tested positive for coronavirus. So they went to vote, and then either they worked at the polls and they got it, or they were in line to actually vote, which is, you know, awful. And we're starting to see that this happened in Texas. There was an incident where an officer was shoved into the water because he was stopping all the people that were not social distancing out at a lake in Austin, Texas. So temperatures have certainly risen, too. It may be that there's this false sense of security because of the weather where it's getting warmer. But just in case you think that that's going to protect you, it's not. I know we sort of heard that. Like, well, when the weather's warmer, it might be like the flu. But, boy, not if people are not social distancing. All right, so let's go to another one. This one is from Mary, and Mary says, Kate, sports. My husband is wondering when we're going to see any kind of sports back. Do you really think football is going to come back in September? And what about everything else? What about Major League Baseball? Well, everything else can mean a lot of things because there's a lot of different sports. NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball are considering doing a deal where they play, you know, they go back, but they don't have fans. So you could watch the games, but you're not going to be able to go to the arena. If they can do that, you still would have to have people that would have to be there for the games besides the athletes themselves, and that could be challenging. So there's just a lot of conversation about the possibilities. You know, the NFL is going to announce its schedule. They feel like right now we're planning on doing what we do, and of course there'll be other things in place of what we'll do as far as safety for the crowds, but we're planning on having a season. In the NBA, it's kind of a mixed bags, because some people have packed their bags and they don't want to come back, and others want to take their bags back to their home court. And, you know, the problem is, so no fans, okay, that's one thing. But if the NBA does resume, what does that mean still for the players? Someone said, brought this up when they had a meeting. What about older coaches, which there's a slew of older coaches? Would they be susceptible to the virus? And the NBA is talking even now December to start the 2021 season. So I think that's more realistic to me. I think the NBA starting in December is more realistic because they'd be in the wind down anyway in the playoffs and all of that coming up. So if they can't do it, why not kick it back in December? And certainly we would know what it would be like then. Major League Baseball, they're talking about doing a regional thing, and I'll talk more about that in the Man Cave. So sports right now, if you tune into many of the ESPN channels, for example, you'll see like the Super Bowl from this year, which was a great Super Bowl. Of course, Kansas City roaring back, unless you're a 49er fan, or some of the greatest games in history, or, The Last Dance, which was the Michael Jordan six-part series. And a lot of people like that, and we're watching that. And that's pretty much what you're getting, right? Because there's not a lot of news to report on. There's not a lot of actual live things that you can see. But thanks for that question. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Trace, who says, Kate, I listen to the show. I've been listening to the show since you've been on, and that's been at least a couple of months here in Connecticut. I've heard you talk about Connecticut and New York and New Jersey, and it is awful in our area. We feel like it's getting better. But as I say that, then the cases increase. So we're optimistic, I guess. Let's put it that way. But I know that you're aware, because you have family in the area, at just how awful it is. And it does take a toll on you psychologically. And I've had two neighbors that have beaten COVID-19, but one was on a ventilator for 3 weeks, and it was very, very scary to witness that. Yeah, the New Jersey, New York, they're not over 19,000. In New Jersey, it's 7,700 plus, and in Connecticut, it's, 2,500, almost 2,500. So yeah, it's depressing. Michigan has a high total, over 4,000. Massachusetts, 3,800. This is what happens. And I was talking to someone the other day from New Jersey, doesn't live there now, and they were telling me the story of they had a friend who had a 13-year-old boy, athletic, just in great shape, the whole thing. You've heard these stories. When it starts that way, it's not going to end great. And he's okay. But he's exhausted. He can barely walk up steps. So you think young lungs, healthy, how's that? It's just a reminder not to take it lightly, right? All right, stay with us. I was talking about that man cave thing. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to close the door to the mail room. And then we're going to head to the man cave. Meet you there.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been harmed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News. Italy started stirring with millions of people allowed to return to work as the longest coronavirus lockdown started easing, while the United States took steps to lift some restrictions, even as tens of thousands of new cases are continuing to be reported every day. In D.C., the Senate convened for the first time since March, while dozens of people in Florida waited before sunrise for the 7 a.m. opening for Clearwater Beach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the number of hospitalizations, intubations, and new cases of coronavirus continued to decline in New York. He said there were an additional 226 deaths reported. Cuomo again reiterated that New York must learn the lessons of COVID-19 even as it continues to fight the battle.
Reopening. Chart a course with the best information you have, learning from the lessons you have, but be able to correct that course depending on what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Man Cave. Sports, sports, sports of all sorts. No, there is no sports. It's more conversation about when will we have sports. The NFL says if it's up to them, of course, they're going to have an NFL season. And by predictions, it could be fine in the early fall. So the NFL will release its 2020 regular season schedule on Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern. It's not going to include international games because of the pandemic. Those games, two at Wembley Stadium that were going to be hosted by the Jags, two at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, hosted by the Falcons and the Dolphins, and one at the Azteca Stadium in Mexico City to be hosted by the Cardinals, are going to be played in U.S. stadiums instead. That's it. Boom. A full 17-game schedule released, including the September opener and the Super Bowl on February 7th. The league is evaluating contingency plans if they have to smash the glass in case of emergency. Oh, yeah, called the pandemic, and it intensifies. They will figure out. They have a set of protocols, et cetera, and what they're going to do. The league is evaluating when players can re-enter team facilities. The NFL and the Players Union have agreed to keep buildings closed until every state in which a team resides lifts its stay-at-home mandate. So they've got other organized team activities we talked last week to somebody in Major League Baseball with the Dodgers, and what they were doing is very similar. They have player health coordinators, and they're figuring out things that they're doing, making sure they're doing things to keep themselves in shape as much as you can, and most of the players are doing that, which makes sense. I mean, this pandemic has, of course, changed roles and jobs of people and created new jobs. So the Houston Texans, for example, are going to hire a facility hygiene coordinator. That's what they're going to do. So they're going to run coronavirus risk mitigation throughout the whole facilities. And they're the first, this is the first case of a U.S. pro sports team hiring someone dedicated to industrial hygiene, you know, hygiene expert for that specific thing. And they're going to implement virus protocols, protection protocols, and all that sort of stuff. And that's smart, right? Why wouldn't you have someone like that? They may be the first to do it, but they certainly might not be the last to do it. And I guess this person is going to hire on the offices and the practice facilities. This person hires is going to focus on those. And decisions made by the stadium partners. So they're going to throw in, you know, their two cents there. So I think it's very smart. All right, I would be remiss not to say this. The great Don Shula, who I met a couple of times in my career in sports, has died at 90 years old. Hall of Fame coach, Miami Dolphins, known for the 1972 Dolphins, who were a perfect 17-0, only team to do that. As a coach, he had 347 wins. He was so respected by so many people, and he had some great quotes that I remember off the top of my head, including, "Success is not forever, and failure isn't fatal." And then this was good. He said, "You know, it's only 50 miles from Grand River to Canton, but it took me 67 years to travel that distance," because, of course, he was talking about getting in the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people reacted to the passing of Don Shula because he was, as I said, very much a character, very well loved, and certainly one of the big contributors to the game, period. And he made an impact on a lot of people. He won two Lombardi trophies with the Dolphins. He coached the Dolphins to back-to-back titles in the early 70s. He spent a couple of seasons in the NFL as a player for the Cleveland Browns, the Baltimore Colts, the Redskins. He was also the head coach of the Colts, but he's known for being the quarter-century coach of the Dolphins. Yeah. And just all kinds of records. And especially that 347 career wins. I mean, that's pretty top in the NFL. You join the 300 club. And guess who else is in the 300 club? There's only a couple of members. George Halas from Bears fame. And then New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is in that same category. But, you know, interesting. And he grew up in a very, I mentioned the Grand River and the comment that he made getting into the Hall of Fame. He grew up in a very big family. He was one of seven kids. And even his mother, I guess, was not really excited about him playing football, so he forged her signature so he could play when he was in high school. But legendary, no doubt, a life well lived. Again, dead at the age of 90 years old. A very, very big story from the world of sports. Major League Baseball, because people keep asking me about this, and I mentioned it already in this show, during this show. And, you know, what about player salaries? What about fans coming back? What about how they're going to play? But here's the thing. When you look at players and what they earn, especially most rookies earning the minimums, get $3,500 each. Each game added to the big league schedule earns players, you know, more money, obviously, and that becomes the incentive to want to get even more, to want to get back to this. And so, you know, not the superstars where you're looking at how much money they're making, but you think about the rookies, for example, and opening day was scheduled for March 26, but it's delayed indefinitely because of the pandemic. The baseball commish, Rob Manfred, is confident the season's going to start at some point. They've discussed, again, playing in empty ballparks and neutral sites, even, that would be something that could happen, or getting rid of the American and National League temporarily and playing regionally, like playing the teams that are close to you. Wouldn't that be interesting to do that? To get it going, though, is the thing. And to get it going is the thing that concerns so many people in the game, but not at the risk of people's lives. I mean, this is the complete struggle that we're having, period, when it comes to sports, when it comes to whatever we're talking about. What happens when you come down with it and you think you can't and then you do? And that's the sad tales in some cases that we're hearing. So sports, especially the sports that are pretty much almost tanked anyway, you would think, well, just, you know, why? Just wait. Like, I think it's smart if the NBA decided to wait. It makes sense to me. Why not wait? Why not wait till December to start the 2021 season? Then hopefully the virus is contained. Hopefully that vaccine is starting to make its way through and working its magic. One can certainly not know for sure what's going to happen there, but you know, that's something that's being looked at. How soon will that happen? And, you know, what do we do in the meantime? What's interesting is the Kentucky Derby, which to my family was like a religion. You know, wherever you were when I was a kid, the Derby's on. You've got to be here. You've got to come back. I would always have to rush back from wherever I was once I could drive even to get back to watch the Derby with my family. Like, no kidding. So what they did for the 2020 Kentucky Derby, the two greatest minutes in sports, you know, try to think of, okay, what can we do that would be unique? What can we do to have a virtual Triple Crown showdown? And Secretariat won the virtual Triple Crown of the Kentucky Derby. So there was a virtual horse race that featured past 13 Triple Crown winners, and it was to raise money for COVID-19 relief. And because, of course, the Kentucky Derby was postponed due to the pandemic, and Secretariat won the virtual. I thought that was brilliant. Raising money, getting people excited, and it worked. Other people held funny races of their own. There was a turtle race for the Kentucky Derby. There were other kinds of funny virtual things to mark the big day where people would be sipping mint juleps or watching the Derby from wherever it is they were watching, because to actually go to the Derby, it's a bucket list item, as it blows your mind when you see the pageantry and just the excitement over this race that is over in a blink of an eye. And I've talked about this before. My second cousin, John Service, is a trainer at Philadelphia Park, and he had a horse that he was training called Smarty Jones, who almost won the Triple Crown, just barely lost it by a nose at the Belmont, which is in New York, but still it was very, very exciting to see that up close and personal for him to do so well. And for my family, especially my grandfather, oh, he wore his Smarty Jones hat everywhere all over Florida. Smarty Jones! And then, so even if people knew nothing about horse racing, they knew this little horse that could, because it was an underdog horse, little horse that could. They knew all about Smarty Jones. And I love, love, love that story. All right, what about other sports like golf? The PGA tacked on an extra year of status for golfers to make it more intriguing for them once everything comes back in full swing, which they think will happen with or without the fans, even if it's charity events, and they're doing one, by the way. All right, music is ushering me out of the man cave. Let me get out of the easy chair, close the door, and meet you on the other side.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you're having a good time at your favorite watering hole, they say, last call. You're like, are you kidding? I made it to last call? Wow. Am I still back in school? Crazy, right? You're having such a good time. So last call for this hour of this show. And I'm going to throw in a couple of different things, including what's in the headers. What else is going on around the United States? Most of it surrounding the pandemic and how we're coping and all of that. But I got a letter that I want to, or an email. I got an email from Jose Antonio. I always say that we have lots of listeners outside of the United States, and a big shout out to all of you in Europe and other places. He's in Zaragoza, Spain, and he says, hi, Kate, longtime listener to you and your team. My team, I love it. He must mean the technical maestro. Nathan. I love the great work you're doing, and you really make my day, so thank you, first of all. How are you guys holding up? As you may know, here in Spain, the virus has stricken brutally with over 22,000 casualties officially, and people's morale pretty low, especially that of the medical services, who are the true heroes having it all. Having a nasty and petty government only adds insult to injury, trying to hide unfavorable opinions on social media and being totally unreliable. I hope you people are doing much better. At least you seem like you have a stronger leader to me, which is what Spain lacks in this time of need. Anyway, I would love to talk about a lot more things relating to these days, but I know your time is limited, so I send you a huge hug. Respecting social distancing, and hope you come out of this stronger in these uncertain times. Hear ya. All right, we hear you, Jose Antonio. Thanks to you and your crew for listening to the show in Zaragoza, Spain. And, yeah, it is bad in Spain. It's tough on the Spanish people. And I've told the story before. To avoid, and this is really the truth, I'll just say it, right? Because I'm too tired to wear masks. So I, in school, I didn't want to have to take whatever crazy algebra it was when I was in college. And they had a really great program, an exchange program, where you could go to Spain. And the cost was low. I mean, it was crazy low. So I talked my mother into lending me a little bit of cash. It wasn't even a ton to, and I would earn it, and I did, to go to Spain and go to school there for, you know, like 7 months. And I lived in Spain. I knew like three Spanish words. Everybody told me, oh, don't worry about it. Everybody speaks English. Yeah, right. But the Spanish people were great, and it was fun to go and travel and see, you know, where the gold, Christopher Columbus brought the gold back to Ferdinand and Isabella and all that great stuff. And so I really appreciated the way the people treated me, and always with such grace when I butchered their language, when I was asking for directions or whatever I was asking clarification for. But because I was thrust into it, I got pretty good at speaking some Spanish for sure. But my heart goes out to the people there, because in Spain, like we've seen in so many other places, the death toll is crazy, although there is new lows for deaths in France, Spain, and Italy. So that seems like, you know, a good thing. That's certainly what we're hoping, that these are good signs. Spain, the other day, 164, lowest since mid-March. Italy, 174, a two-month low. France, 135 deaths. So there you go. In Russia, by the way, the virus is ramping up, or so it appears to be. They just had 10,000 new infections. This was yesterday, so that was just a day ago. Oof. Yikes. All right, a couple of other things to mention here, and this is related to the coronavirus, but meat shortages. There's a lot of companies worried that, including some of the fast food restaurants, the burger joints, what are they going to do? They're, you know, on the Wendy's app, and somebody pointed this out to me, and I think now it's out there all over the place, but they only had chicken items for takeout or delivery orders for some of their stores in California. So people were putting on Twitter, where's the beef? Where's the beef? Remember, that was their old saying. And I guess part of it is because, what has the beef delivery been like? And in some stores, they're warning you can only have one package of meat or whatever it might be, because they're concerned about having a meat shortage, that it's going to disappear and there's going to be a run on meat because of what's happened in some of these plants where they've tested too many positive for COVID-19. And even though the president ordered them open, people not showing up from work and fearful of that, et cetera. So there is the possibility of that. I mentioned J. Crew and bankruptcy. Bankruptcy Monday, the Black Cloud, J. Crew, Gold's Gym, Hertz. I mean, the list goes on and on. Least you think you're alone if you are facing some tough times, because there's just so many companies, of course, that are affected by this. And I think a Gold's Gym, there's one probably, I don't know, a mile from my house. They go back to 1965, started in Venice, California. They had 700 gyms around the world. 700. They're going to close about 30 of their company-owned gyms. They're trying to hang on to this. So, that you know, it's all about negotiating bankruptcy and navigating those, you know, what you take and can take and et cetera. So that's what they're doing there. Do you ever wonder about Hawaii and whether the islands were being heavily affected by the coronavirus or not? We talk about all these other places. And, of course, it isn't the United States, but it's not mainland. You look at where they're located, and they're pretty isolated. And, yes, they have to be set more self-reliant, but they've enacted the quarantine deal, and they haven't had very many coronavirus reports. The biggest problem for them, I mean, they have a low rates of infection and death. But here's the thing. They're so reliant, like so many other places, on tourists. And they're so dependent on that, their economy. They're going to have a hard time bouncing back. Hawaii has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates. Because, I mean, it's one of the few places in the world with no COVID-19 infections. Nearly all the islands, of course, are in the Pacific. But, you know, you don't, the tourism is their lifeblood. So they became the first state to require travelers to quarantine, and then others followed after that. And it's something that they take seriously, and that's how they've been able to keep it out. But they need the green light, too, like so many other businesses and tourist destinations, to eventually go back to having tourists. Otherwise, you know, how do they bounce back? How do they get people to come back? It's going to be very, very tough. Models and what the totals will look like. Supposedly, there's this FEMA chart warning that's out there that says the death toll is going to hit 3,000 a day by June. And then there was denials that that even exists, even though the CDC logo was found on the slides and the Washington Post mysteriously, wink, wink, got a copy of it. Good journalist, somebody slipped them that. And then they printed it, and of course now there's pandemonium over will there really be 3,000 people die a day in the United States. And part of this is what happens when you fully reopen, when states not go from partially reopened to fully reopening. And this is why we have to rely on each other, because there are practices you can do that work, but there are practices that don't work. And that's what we're looking at, who is practicing social distancing, removing seats, all that kind of stuff, putting up plexiglass to try to make this all work for everybody. Once again, remember, we are all in this together, so make it count, everybody.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.